the mind has two divisions, which is known the external mind and the other is the internal mind. The external mind behaves in logic and illogical discussions. Cuts and divisions many things, takes certainty and determinations, and his general way of changing his desires to this side and that side. But the internal mind is innocent, but is very highly determined decisions, just innocent children, and he never takes any changes or divisions, but always behaves in Shraddha and Vishwas. Vishwas is faith. And what is Shraddha? We will have to use it only a Sanskrit word for it. So the innocent, childed, innocent inner mind is always based on these things. The external mind, the internal mind, the external mind should always tried to divide the sin karmas, and their lines should not be imprinted in them. And he always lies the happiness of punya fruits, but the inner mind is always like a very trusted judge and always takes decisions, and he always sees that no is based on covetousness, desires, pride, selfishness. He will see that he is not at all controlled by all these things. That is why it is said that there is a divine power in a human body and there is a devil aspect in him. You can take your secret mind as the divine power and your tarka, mind, chal, kapat, selfishness, covetousness and other things which come out on his mind can be taken as the devil power. You can take the internal mind to be a dhokabaji, but the inner mind is full of truth. This divine, sinless, determined habit in our inner mind is said to be the Chitragupta of the world. How can be partiality? He will never have any partiality and is a very highly litigated judge. Our secret mind is like the CID who is with us every moment, and he always takes everything. You can take the external world has two people who take the difference of
punishment.
One is police and the other is courts. The police takes someone, connects a number of evidence and put that to the court. And now the court takes up the level. In human society there are two departments of punishing the violators of law, namely the police and the court of justice. The police arrest the accused, collect the evidence and present these in the court of law. Therefore, thereafter, the process of justice taken over. The judge delivers the judgment after considering all aspects of the offense and related circumstances. Depending on the circumstantial evidence, individuals are handed down varied sentence for the same type of offense. Let us consider an example. Three persons are accused of killing a person. Because of different circumstances associated with the crime, one is set free. The second person is sentenced to 5 years of imprisonment, and the third is sent to the electric chair. The person who was released was a mason. While working at the elevated level, he had accidentally dropped a brick, which killed a passerby. The presiding judge found that the brick was dropped accidentally and unintentionally without an ulterior motive. Hence, the accused was released without punishment. The second accused was a farmer. Finding a theft stealing his crop, he had given him a fatal blow, killing the offender. Taking the circumstances which prompted the offense, the judge considered that though it was natural for the farmer to show his anger on finding someone stealing his property, nevertheless, since he had overreacted to a small offense, a sentence of 5 years imprisonment was given. The third person was a notorious robber who had robbed a rich man and intentionally killed him in the process. In this way, the worldly court of justice pronounced judgment after minutely examining all circumstantial evidence. In the inner mind, the secret recording of Chitragupta discharged the dual responsible of the police and the court of justice. In the material world, if the prosecutor presents inadequate or false evidence, the judgment of the court is likely to be on fire. But in the inner world, there is absolutely no possibility of such miscarriage of justice. The inmost mind, the Chitragupta, being the direct and transparent witness to all physical as well as mental activities of a person, is holistically aware of the intentions, motives and circumstances of each and every action. Being holistically informed, the secret mind does not require the testimony of external mind to arrive at a conclusion. That is the real role of Chitragupta. In divine justice, the gravity of a sin, vice or merit of a virtue is decided on the basis of the motive and the degree of emotional involvement with the deed. Whereas in the material worlds, object are measured involved with the deep, whereas the material world object are measured materially on the basis of their mundane worth, this measure is early meant for dispensing divine justice. The material world may ignore or ignore a poor donor of 10 cents and admire a person donating $10,000. But in divine jurisprudence, the worth of such acts of altruism will not be assessed on this gross physical basis. Let us take an example. In a remote, undeveloped tribal area, one may barter a kilogram of food grains for sugar. But in a developed country, one has to pay in hard currency. In the material worlds, people do earn fame and name by making large contribution to charity. helping in popular welfare activities, joining religious or charitable institutions, delivering or listening to sermons, and participating in pilgrimage. But the domain of Chitragupta does not accept this currency. The ledger of this domain record only debits and credits of motives and emotional involvements in the performance of deeds and convert these into virtues